Yeah.
One of the greatest Christmas songs of all time. Yet another reason to love Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Featured prominently in Die Hard. That, of course, is Run DMC. And these bumps were all picked by our guest, Jim Hankey. And they tie into the Black Friday record store day sale.
They sure do.
And so, Jim, welcome.
Hey, thanks for
having
me.
How are you, man?
As always, so good to be here.
Yeah, cool. Our engineer, Ernie, loves the little Run DMC.
Oh, play, yeah.
Man. It's the best Christmas song of all time, man. It's the best Christmas song ever.
Absolutely.
All right. Jim, welcome, man.
Thanks so much for having me, buddy.
It's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Tell everybody about the Vinyl Emergency. We've talked about it before, and I was actually a guest on your show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We were talking off air. You can hear Nick uncut,
yeah.
So to speak.
There's no FCC on the podcast.
That's right. So Vinyl Emergency was a show that started in January. I've been writing about music for a very long time for various blogs and websites and stuff. And Jim Laskowski, friend of the show, who fills in on the movie review sometimes, he started a podcast network called the Now Playing Network.
Which is great, too.
Yeah, and he's got like 18 shows going on.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But he reached out to me after hearing me on your show and said, hey, you know, do you want to talk about vinyl, you know, every week? So I've been doing that and interviewing musicians, people who press vinyl, record label people, even just friends of mine who are major collectors.
Yeah.
And the thing is that if you're not into the intricacies of vinyl, the minutia of test pressings and what's written in the dead wax or the matrixes or whatever like that,
yeah,
it's always just about life stuff. Like, vinyl can always be a launching point for something else that we talk about, even in our conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if people aren't really big on vinyl, I still would urge them.
It's a very entertaining podcast, even if you don't collect vinyl. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a huge collector of vinyl.
Right.
I have some, and you've given me some really
great
stuff as well.
But you have a history with it.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody that I interview has some sort of connection with it, and we can just bounce off from there.
What are the sales like now? We talked about this the last time you were here.
Yeah.
How is vinyl doing now?
Absolutely. So as of the end of October, sales are up almost 14% from this time last year.
That's great.
That's about 9.9, if we're getting specific, 9.954 million units currently. And if we figured in 12-inch singles, which are kind of coming back, we'd be over 10 million.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. So last year, it was 11.92 million was the final number. Now, last year also had two major releases that were also put on vinyl, the Adele record and the Taylor Swift record.
Mm.
So that's going to really push sales with that younger demographic.
Right.
So that's why when people look and say, oh, they're up, but they're not up as far as last year, compared to 2014, that's kind of why.
Well, those are two enormous
releases.
I mean, you know.
You're not going to have, I mean, in today's digital age, you're not going to have many that are bigger than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, people want to take that home and frame it or listen to it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, very cool. And have in your talks with people, younger people have embraced this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, we're entering the holiday season now where a lot of people, kids especially, are going to be getting their first turntable.
Yeah.
Not the Fisher Price one.
The real deal. Yeah.
Real deal. Yeah. Or people who just want to revisit it again. But that's the thing. These major pop bands that are out there, you know, these 21 Pilots and Walk the Moon and these bands that are really big that I hear and I'm like, gosh, I don't even know, you know, sometimes who half these people are.
Right.
People are wanting to take home tangible objects of that stuff. It used to be, it still is, the T-shirt, the poster from the show or whatever. If people can take home a record.
Yeah.
They frame it. They listen to it. You know, they get bands to sign it. That's what's always so cool
that's a
about
big one, yeah.
records. I mean, a signed CD just doesn't have the same impact.
Yeah, doesn't.
So I think that's why. Obviously, there's the audio aspect, but I think a lot of kids are also getting into the tangible aspect of it too.
All right, cool. Hang on, Jim. Jim Hankey is with us, and we're going to talk more vinyl, and we'll give you a rundown on so many vinyl items that are going to be available for Black Friday when you do your shopping. But we got the news coming up next, right after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trim Tower. After 3 o'clock, Dan Feinberg is going to join us to talk all things TV. After 4, we're going to talk about classic movie moments that were actually improvised. And then Esmeralda and I are going to go head-to-head and battle in another pop-up video contest. So, but right now, Jim Hanke is here live in studio. Hi, Jim.
Hey, buddy.
He is the host of the Vinyl Emergency podcast on the Now Playing Network. And what was that we just heard, and how does that tie into Black Friday?
Sure, sure. So that was Big Star.
Yes.
From their, I guess you would say, troubled third album called Third. A lot of people know Number One Record and Radio City, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be, this is really interesting. They're doing a 3-volume release of all the stuff from Third. Now, the thing that's going to come out on Record Store Day, the day after Thanksgiving, is demos and sessions and roughs. It's a Volume 1 package. It's limited to 2,500. We talk about that all the time with this Record Store Day stuff.
Yeah.
This stuff is limited. You cannot pre-order it. It's always first come, first serve.
Right.
And record stores are kind of up to the – it's kind of in the ether about how many they're going to receive. So you might stand in line and not get it, or you might stand in line and get it.
Yeah.
But it's 2,500 copies, 2-LP set. The second and third volumes of that are expected early next year. So this is one of those things you can get exclusively on Record Store Day. Mm-hmm.
And the Run DMC that we played earlier, what are they releasing?
Yeah, so that's a 12-inch Christmas in Hollis 12-inch with Peter Piper. And there's instrumental versions on side B of that. That's limited to 3,000. And it's a picture disc. Those are always really fun to look at as they're kind of spinning. So it's like the guy's like in a wreath, obviously, that sort of thing. So
it's cool.
Yeah.
What are some of the other ones that you're looking forward to on Black Friday? What are some of the highlights that you think?
So, you know, one thing, a lot of soundtracks are coming out. I know last, I believe it was last Record Store Day or maybe the one before, the High Fidelity soundtrack got pressed, which was a big deal for vinyl collectors, just to have a piece of that movie.
Yeah.
The Wonder Year soundtrack is coming out on Black Friday. It's limited to 3,000, pressed on yellow vinyl. This has been out of print since its original release in 1989. And obviously, there's, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Van Morrison, and, of course, Joe Cocker on this Wonder Year soundtrack. So that's really cool. Otis Redding has a live set at the Whiskey A Go-Go from April of 1966.
Oh, man.
It's limited to 2,500 on red vinyl. There's extensive liner notes and original artwork, and it's newly mixed and remastered from the original 4-track tape. So that's really awesome.
Man.
There's a DVD. We don't talk much about DVDs, but every Record Store Day, there tends to be a movie tie-in somehow with record stores. And this year's no different. It's the Smart Studio story. So this is about Steve Marker and Butch Vig from the band Garbage, before Garbage started, when they started Smart Studios in Madison. And that's one of those iconic, you know, we talk about all the iconic studios back in the day, like Fame down in Muscle Shoals and stuff like that.
Right.
Smart Studios deserves to be up there, too. They recorded Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails. Anybody who's anybody in that punk rock, alt rock movement of the early 90s pretty much went through there.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So those are just some of the things.
Okay. We got some texts that just came in. 773 area code says, my wife would like a record player for Christmas. We want something nice, but we don't need something really fancy. Do you have any recommendations?
Sure, absolutely. So the record player that I have is actually what some major, major collectors would almost call a beginner's table, but I really like it. It's called U-Turn, U, the letter U, dash turn. This was a turntable created by 3 Boston area engineering students who wanted to put together an audiophile level turntable without it costing a lot. So they did a Kickstarter campaign. Now they're, you know, fully funded. They're actually in stores now. You can go to some independent record stores and pick them up right off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Those start at like $169.
Oh, that's
you know,
cheap.
And that's starting now. You know, I had one with a little bit more, you know, zap and pow, if you will. But it's great. So that's one I would definitely recommend to start with. There are cheaper ones too. Audio Technica makes what's called the LP60, which is basically a push button model. You push a button, the tone arm comes up, drops a needle down on the record. It's up to you if you feel like you want to operate tone arms, though, and if you don't, if you don't want to mess with it, then a push-button model would be really easy, but those things are super easy to find on Amazon or at your local record store.
Okay, great. Robert says, I have a copy of Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke that I've never opened.
Ooh.
Is it like action figures? Are they more valuable if they're not opened?
Well, yes, but it also depends on the title and also even the condition. Even if it's sealed, even the condition of, like, you know, bent corners or ring wear, that's a big thing. You see the ring of where your record was in there.
Yep, yep.
So I can recommend a website, discogs.com, discogs.com. Now, it's one of those things where it's like eBay for records.
Yeah.
But it's also your own – you have to have patience to look up a record. Like, that Cheech and Chong record, I'm sure, had many, many different pressings. It's not just one pressing and that was it. So you have to look up and see exactly which pressing you have. Is it a UK pressing? Is it the second US pressing? Whatever it is. And then you can find out what it's going for online. Not necessarily what it's worth, but what it's sold for.
Okay.
But yeah, if they stay sealed and it's a really good title, definitely.
Okay. Here's another one. 630 says, Jim mentioned signed album covers. I have a few. Would they be worth anything? And I can prove it, too, because I have pictures of them. Signing or me holding it up with the band.
Ooh, see, that's one of the things I would never, to me, you know, no offense to the texter here, but to me, I would never sell something or try to get the worth of it, like the meeting that person. Like, for instance, like Mike Mills. I got to meet Mike Mills from REM.
Yeah.
He was, at the Abbey Pub. He had his band called The Baseball Project, which I don't know if you're familiar with. He came through and I brought two REM albums and he signed both of them. And it's like, that's an experience and a thing I would never want to let go of.
Yeah.
Yes, if you're an autograph collector, and obviously you've had collectors in here,
yep,
you know, before too. Obviously having the proof is really key. But honestly, I would frame it, put it in your house. You've got a story to tell when,
yeah,
people come over. So I don't really know about the worth of you know, signed album covers necessarily.
Right.
But.
Okay. Just on a side note, one of my favorite experiences of getting an autograph,
yeah,
from a musician or a band was the Mats were playing at the Metro, and this was in early 90s, late 80s.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, no, early 90s, 91, 92, something,
okay,
like that. And I didn't even realize it, but and so Westerberg was there and he was signing.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought, you know, at this point, the CD, you know, the,
oh, sure,
the artwork in the CDs, and
yeah,
I brought all that to sign. So I gave him Please to Meet Me to sign. And he signed it, and I didn't even realize that he signed it. And I shook his hand, I got a picture, and it was very, very cool. It was great. Then I get out of line and I look at what he wrote, and I didn't even realize this, but I was wearing a Blackhawks jersey. And he wrote Go Stars.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's one of my favorites.
So
he wrote Go Stars.
That's,
I was like, yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, what's coming up on the podcast soon, I'm interviewing a guy named Jim McDermott. He's got his own podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Called How to Fix the Music Business.
Yeah.
Really great show. And we talked about, he's been in the marketing part of the music industry for over 30 years. He did original promo on Please to Meet Me. On Appetite for Destruction.
Kidding, really?
Yeah, so he's like telling stories of calling record stores and being like, hey, can you play this in your store? Having a fistful of tickets for like Guns N' Roses shows,
yeah,
and like having to give, you know, trying to give them away.
That's
just
funny.
Really interesting stories of like, now we look at these, you know, iconic records, but
yeah,
back then it was just like another album.
You know, you mentioned meeting people. You have had some really great guests on Vinyl Emergency, but you were very excited. The last time you were here, you were very excited trying to line up a particular guest, and it happened, right?
Indeed.
Tell
indeed.
Everybody, yeah.
So last time I was here, Nick asked, you know, who's coming up on the show or who I would like to have. And I had been trying for a while to get Ben Montench on the show from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He's their keyboardist, original founding member of the band. And that guy's played with everybody in the industry. I mean, Dylan, Aretha Franklin, everybody, Ryan Adams. And he, on social media, is very passionate about vinyl. So that's why I reached out in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I left here, last time I was here, probably like a month ago or whatever. And I think a week and a half, two weeks later, it happened. And people should go check it out. It's an amazing chat. There's a couple Heartbreakers questions on there, but really I wanted to give him a soapbox to talk about records and talk about vinyl that is influential to him and what he thinks about the digital aspect of 2016 music and that sort of thing. And it is it's probably in my top five interviews I've ever done. And
oh,
I've been talking
cool.
to bands since 1994.
Yeah.
He is so passionate. And you could ask him a question and he just goes on for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Those are always the best guests.
Right. And I'm like, this guy played on, you know, like every time, nearly every Tom Petty record, even the ones that aren't credited to the Heartbreakers, he's on them.
Yeah.
Any Tom Petty song you like, there's Ben Montench,
yeah,
you know, so it's just crazy.
That's great. And that's episode 36.
Yes.
For people. Now, you know, in the last episode that went up was 39,
mm-hmm,
and you'll hit 40
pretty soon. Yeah.
But your guest was, it was a Sharing Needles with Friends.
Yeah.
And you mentioned in the summation, I didn't hear the podcast yet,
sure,
but you mentioned
sure.
in the summation. That there are people are really excited about the Stranger Things soundtrack.
Yeah.
What's on the Stranger Things soundtrack?
Okay, so it's the score.
Which is awesome already.
Right. So
for that, you've seen Stranger Things.
Oh, of course. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. It's so good. If you've not seen it, it's on Netflix.
Right.
It's a phenomenon. I'm sure half the people who are listening have already watched it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is really something that warms my heart as a vinyl fanatic and a lover of record stores. The Stranger Things soundtrack got so many initial pressings. There were different companies doing it on smoky gray vinyl, on red vinyl, on blue vinyl. Vinyl Me Please, who you had that Black Sabbath record.
Yeah.
From, they did an exclusive like maroon kind of press or whatever. Yeah. So everybody kind of got involved. I don't know the rights issues with the soundtrack or anything or with the score, but everybody had different pressings. And there were actual like midnight releases at record stores for this. People showed up dressed as 11.
That's
like,
awesome.
I mean, this is one of those things.
With Eggos.
Right. Like, we remember midnight sales and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and this kind of brought that back. People were psyched, and it happened to be around Halloween, so that
Perfect.
Helped.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people dressed up as characters and came in and bought this thing. The band that made that score, Survive, they have a new record, too, that people are – it's flying off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
One record store, I forget where, but one record store even had, when they released the album, had a Q&A with the science teacher from Stranger. He came in to, like, sign copies of the record that, you know, he didn't make it,
yeah.
but he's in the show,
yeah.
you know? It's really been a phenomenon. In the vinyl collecting community, this soundtrack, it's one of the, I would not be surprised if it's one of the top 10 selling vinyl releases of the year.
That's amazing.
It's really cool. People yeah. are what, so psyched
I mean,
about
that show came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the Duff Brothers, I had no idea who these guys
Absolutely
were.
Absolutely not, no.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm two episodes in, I'm like, this is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Winona Ryder is fantastic.
It's
Everybody
great.
In that show is
now,
fantastic.
Now, have you seen Millie Bobby Brown rapping Monster? By
yes,
Nicki Minaj.
On Fallon. Yeah, that was great.
So cool.
That was great. No, I'm excited for what they're going to do with season two. I guess it's going to be a brand new thing.
Yeah.
Which I think you got to do. Otherwise, you keep those kids, you know, doing similar stories, and they're going to be 20 all of a sudden.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's a great show, and when I heard about the soundtrack on vinyl, that's pretty cool.
It is flying. I mean, like, get it when you can,
because
it is very, very popular.
All right, cool. Hang on a second there, Jim. Jim Hankey is here, and we're going to tell you how you can become a part of the Mint Condition Coalition, and we'll talk more about Black Friday and Record Store Day and all the bargains that you can find and all the really cool vinyl that's going to be out there. It's all coming up right after this on WGN.
Investigating a joint for traps. Checking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's messed up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money.
Yeah.
I drive big cars. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night. Ain't right.
Is it Fly Jams Thursday?
It's Fly Jams Thursday, man. Fly Jams Thursday.
Oh.
This song rules.
So good.
Yeah. Tell everybody what this is.
The Ghetto Boys. Mind Playing Tricks on Me. I mean, one of the classic early 90s hip-hop songs.
Without question.
One of the best videos. I mean, so great.
Bushwick Bill, man.
Bushwick Bill.
Lunatic.
So this is really cool. I mean, it's a 12-inch single, limited to 2000, first released in 91 and not reissued since. So obviously the album.
Oh, is that right? It's not 25 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's on green vinyl, and this is really cool. Proceeds will benefit the Jed Foundation, working to promote emotional health and suicide prevention among college and university students.
Nice.
So you can buy a really cool, you know, hip-hop 12-inch or whatever and support a great cause.
Yeah,
so.
That's great. And that's going to be available on Record Store by Black Friday.
Yep.
That's cool. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that's going to be available?
Well, one thing I highlighted for you specifically, 12 Days of Christmas 7-inch. From Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Limited to 3,000 on red vinyl. It's 30th anniversary pressing of that. gosh, you know, there's a Timothy Leary Psychedelic Experience record.
What?
Yeah. It's a 50th anniversary of this. It's on magenta splatter vinyl.
Uh-huh.
Side one is called Going Out, and side two is called Coming Back. and the label, I had to laugh because the label that's putting this out is called Real Gone Music.
That's great.
So just, you know, put
that's
got to
be an interesting.
That.
That's got to be an interesting listen right there.
Absolutely. And I think the last thing I want to point out, South Park, you know, my last name has, you know, thank you to the creators of South Park for making my life a living hell for 18 years or however long
Hanky,
it's been.
Yes.
So South Park is putting out Mr. Hanky's Christmas Classics. Now, the thing about this is, you know, a couple years ago, there was a marshmallow-scented vinyl of the Ghostbusters soundtrack, or at least the Ghostbusters theme.
And it was marshmallow-scented.
Marshmallow-scented.
Uh-huh.
If you watch South Park, you know what Mr. Hanky is supposed to be. And it is a brown scented vinyl pressing of this. So just use your imagination as far as what that's supposed to smell like. But it's got songs from Mr. Garrison, Cartman, Chef, Kyle, and many more. So
yeah.
So that one stood out.
I have not seen the latest episode that ran last night of South Park, but it's been a monumental season. And,
I bet.
And I, you know, their turnaround is so quick.
Oh, absolutely.
That I, from what I understand, last night's episode is all about the president-elect.
Fantastic.
And and it's a show that we need right now, as far as
absolutely.
I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
So we'll tell everybody about the Mint Condition Coalition, because you want Vinyl Emergency to always remain a free podcast.
Absolutely. So this is a really cool way for people to do this. If you like the show and want to possibly win some vinyl, some brand new vinyl, you can go to vinylemergency.com and you can find the show. I should mention it's on iTunes, SoundCloud, however you take in the Nick D podcast. That's how you can listen to Vinyl Emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and click donate at vinylemergency.com. And one of two ways. One, you can make a small financial donation to the podcast, again, to keep us free and up and running.
Right.
But also, if you do an iTunes review, if you go to iTunes and review the show positively and send a screenshot of that to vinylemergency@gmail.com, either one of those things, you're going to be entered to win a one of 10 big vinyl boxes at the end of the year. And this is box sets from, like, The Grateful Dead and The Cars, exclusive releases from Vinyl Me Please. We've got a couple Mobile Fidelity Sound Lab pressings of Alan Parsons Project and Dire Straits and some other classic rock stuff, as well as some indie rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So guests and labels and subscription services and stuff that have been on the show over the year have all contributed this stuff for free.
Oh, nice.
For people to be able to basically, you know, everybody needs help with their podcasts, you know, to
sure.
either spread the word or just keep, you know, production costs low. And this is a way for me to give back and say, hey, thanks for doing that. And you can win, like, some of these boxes are worth, you know, over $100, $150.
Yeah.
And you could get it for just leaving an iTunes review at the end of the year.
Easy to do. Easy
yeah,
to do.
Yeah.
And you can check out Vinyl Emergency. The podcast is on nowplayingnetwork.net. Nowplayingnetwork.net. Now, My buddy Esmeralda,
yeah,
in the traffic hut there.
Yep,
she happens to be a really, 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 like Marge Simpson, a really, really big fan of the Monkees.
Really big Monkees fan, absolutely.
Yeah. Can
yep.
you give her the news on the treat that's going to be available on Black
yeah,
Friday?
Yeah, there is. It's a Monkees. I don't have the Monkees thing in front of me, but it's got to be a single or an EP, probably.
Here's what it says.
Yeah.
I have a little information.
Absolutely.
The Monkees will release a 10-inch EP on vinyl named Good Times.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, that includes four non-LP songs that the guys recorded while doing their 2016 release, Good Times.
Yeah, so this really, I have to tell you, I wouldn't have ever guessed. One of my favorite songs of 2016 was by the Monkees. They put out a new record this year, and they had some writing help from Rivers Cuomo of Weezer, Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie. All these people joined in to kind of fill in for Davy Jones and write these fantastic songs. There's a song called Me and Magdalena on the newest Monkees record that is probably my favorite song of the year.
Yeah.
Really
Esmeralda, are you familiar with the new stuff?
I heard about it, but I keep forgetting to seek it out.
It's available, right?
Oh, definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you said it's strong.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like I did not expect to like it as much. I'm not a Monkees hater by any means.
Yeah,
but I was actively like listening to it. I really like it a lot.
That's great. Well, that's going to be available, Esmeralda. You should
get in line, 5 a.m.
I'll be the only one.
Wait, we have a little
for
bit
the
of
Monkees stuff.
Do you have the Monkees, sir?
Here.
Tell me, Magdalena.
I mean.
What do you depths of your night? Do you see a long lost father?
Beautiful.
One of my favorite songs of the year. And if you played that for me and told me it was the Monkees, I would have no idea.
No, there's no. Does that sound to you like the Monkees, Esmeralda?
Not at all.
Beautiful.
So good. Beautiful,
beautiful
song.
Yeah, that's great. All right. So that's available as well. Now, what are some of the record stores in the Chicago area that people can look around for in the Illinois area?
Oh, sure. So, I mean, Reckless, obviously.
Yes.
You know, they got three locations going strong. Pinwheel Records.
Yes, our good buddies are at Pinwheel.
Scott and Kim over
yep.
at Pinwheel. That's in Pilsen.
Yep.
Logan Hardware is a really good one. There's Dave's Records. Saki, unfortunately, is closing. They're closing up shop pretty soon. Permanent Records. I mean, there's plenty. And if you're not sure where your local record store is, if you want to participate on Record Store Day Black Friday, you can go to recordstoreday.com. Put in your zip code, and it'll show you all the record stores in your area.
There you go, recordstoreday.com, and put in your zip code. This list that's available, I'm just looking at the list. We didn't even, I mean, it's a...
Oh, we didn't scratch the surface.
Scratch the surface. There's a ton of stuff that's
exactly.
coming out
yep.
on that day. So, and all types of music, from every genre to soundtracks.
Classic
to,
rock, hip-hop, yeah. punk, I mean, anything you could... There's something for everybody here. And the cool thing is, although this stuff is limited, they're doing it in enough quantities where it'll be hopefully available for you to do Christmas purchasing for mm-hmm. people, you know? So if you miss out, you might be able to go back later in the week or later in the month and pick it up. So.
This is a real quick. Alice in Chains, Anthrax, Iggy Pop, The Turtles, Otis Redding, Alice Cooper, The Bangles, In the Moment, Iron Maiden, Foreigner, Jerry Garcia, Prince, Yardbirds, many, many more. We're just scratching the surface.
There's some Tull.
Just some Tull?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
oh,
some
yeah.
Tull. And that's good. It's important because, as you know, my fan base is the biggest Jethro Tull supporters on the planet.
I thought this was a Tull radio show for a while.
The entire show. Yeah, Dan put a kibosh on that.
Welcome to Tull Talk.
Yeah, man, nothing but Tull, baby. Yeah. What do you got coming up on Vinyl Emergency?
Well, I mentioned the interview with Jim McDermott coming up. That's going to be really fun to just talk about music industry stuff for 30 years, and he's a big vinyl collector. Also going to wrap up the year with Cameron Schaefer from Vinyl Me Please. He has been a guest before, but we're going to do something really cool. Instead of doing my top 10 or top 5 favorite records of the year, we're going to go through Vinyl Me Please, the monthly subscription service mm-hmm. that... I brought Nick a record a while back of Black Sabbath's Paranoid.
My first album I ever bought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On purple vinyl.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
So they're a monthly vinyl subscription service, and we're going to count down the year of 2016 with them. We're just going to break down month by month what they released, mm-hmm. how that went, what the reaction was, et cetera. It'll be kind of like a decent way to go through the year versus talking about new stuff. I'd like to talk to him about how the year's been because Vinyl Me Please is just exploding.
Yeah.
So that'll be a really good one, too.
All right, cool. And everybody can check it out on nowplayingnetwork.net, Vinyl Emergency. Jim Hanke is the host, and at vinylemergency.com
Absolutely.
For more information.
There's links to iTunes and SoundCloud there, yeah.
And for the Black Friday Record Store Day, check out recordstoreday.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you so much for coming down, man.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you bet. You too.
All right. And we'll take a break here, and we'll be back in 14 seconds with the news.